A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 12th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about dual citizenship.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-15460 shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the divisions over dual citizenship.
Registrar General Dobaiwa Mudete says government will not seek to realign the Citizenship Act with the new constitution, but will instead move for the amendment of the Supreme Law to abolish provisions allowing dual citizenship. ZANU-PF parliamentarian and Chief Whip Love Momatuke begs Mr. Mudede in calling for the amendment.
There is no consensus, though, in ZANU-PF as some support dual citizenship. The opposition is also criticizing ZANU-PF for continuing to seek to amend the constitution. Most African countries, though, do not recognize dual citizenship. This, according to some analysts, is mainly due to post-colonial concerns when newly independent African countries wanted to ensure loyalty as part of nation building. They also wanted to control the demographic composition of their countries.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona Facebook pages. So, join in right now.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, itilauti tinge tichitari sani nyaya ya netsa zukuru mnyika wa mye dual citizenship. Yekuti zuzaru wa zwe Zimbabwe shirikune zimwe nyika, kungavi ku South Africa, ku America, ku UK uko, zvino bvumidzwa here kuti zvinge zvichipuwa magwaro kana kuti hugaro kweku Zimbabwe neku America kuti unokwanisa kuita citizen ye America kana kuti yeku Britain uchipuwa imwe citizenship yeku Zimbabwe asi kunyangwa zvo bumbirire mitemo richitendedza richitendera kuti izvi ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichitwa veZANU-PF vakutsika madziro vamwe muZANU-PF tingati varutsika madziro achiti aiwa azvifaniri kudaro munhu anofanira kuita citizenship kunyika imwe chete vamudede vakapa zvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana zvimwe zveUganda nga zvimwe zvekuti vanhu havazokwanise kubhadhara mutero asi magweta anoti zvavari kutaura zvacho izvi zvinenge zvinonetsa kuti vanyatsonzwisise kuti zviri kubva kupi nekuti kana dziri nyaya dzeUganda nga aiwa Zimbabwe haina izvozvo zveterrorism against
unjalo ke Blessing endlela oyibeka ngayo mazibabo mahleli ngalithola njani ngugibbs dube esembuyile njalo lapha ke kulive talk lamhla sikhuluma ngaloko kuthiwa i-dual citizenship ukuthi ungeke waba phela le passport yelinye ilizwe ngaphandle kweZimbabwe kutsho ke umnumzana uMudede utobuya uMudede liyamazi lonke unobhala ohlangothi lukahulumente olwesithupha komsitheli kona ngale liyakwazi kobulawayo kuzobuya ke nxa sesikhangela okukhulunywa khonapha bathi uthi khona ungangcono ukuthi uguqulwe ezinye iziqondiso zomthetho we-constitution yeZimbabwe kumbe ngithi sisekelwe sitsha sombuso welizwe so bathi okwenza ukuthi bakucabange khonokho yukuthi nxa ungazuza ezinye ingwalo zekwenye ilizwe kuyi-passport into ezinjalo uyabe usungani awusafuni ukuthi usondele eZimbabwe kakhulu sungenza lokuganga nxa kucina ungasabhatali lo mthelo lo wama-taxes kubezobuya lokuthi enxa ube sungela kwezobulo icatsha into ezingani zingcolile ezinjalo so ke uMtobayo waMndele lo ukuthi nxa kungani sikubona njalo ungangcola abantu bangakutholi khonokho i-dual citizenship kujaloke foto.
Mm-hmm. I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is Dr. Alex Magaisa, a law lecturer. And Dr. Magaisa was heavily involved in writing this new constitution. Dr. Magaisa, good evening.
Good evening, Jason. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Magaisa. So now, tell us about some provisions in the constitution that actually indicate that Zimbabweans can have dual citizenship. Is there any provision?
Most definitely. You see, Gibbs, I am surprised that this matter is coming up again as if it's a discussion topic, as if it's a matter that is in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
The reality, of course, is that we have a new constitution which was accepted in 2013,
mm-hmm.
and one of the clauses in that constitution is very clear that dual citizenship is permitted for Zimbabweans who are Zimbabweans by birth. And so that is not something that is up to any discussion or any doubt. The constitution allows it.
Mm-hmm.
There have also been two cases which have come up in the highest court in the land, the constitutional court. The first case was brought by a businessman, Mutuma Mawere, in 2013. And in that case, the constitutional court confirmed that dual citizenship is permitted. There was also a case which was brought by a Zimbabwean doctor, Dr. Farahima Zimbamuto,
mm-hmm.
which also confirmed that dual citizenship is permitted. So the starting point of our discussion is not to ask whether dual citizenship is allowed or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is to confirm that it is allowed by the constitution and has been confirmed by the court in Zimbabwe. So that is not a question that we should be asking. It is something that is clear in the law. What we have is we have a senior civil servant who is literally encroaching into an area and trying to create a discussion or questions around something that is already permitted by the law.
Mm-hmm.
But Dr. Magaisa, I also had the privilege to talk to the ZANU-PF parliamentary whip, that is Honorable Lovemo Matuke. I think his caucus is the one that had invited Mr. Mdede, and he confirmed that this is what ZANU-PF wants to do, and he was saying that if people have dual citizenship, it's going to be problematic. He was talking about issues to do with patriotism, etc. But I also spoke to the deputy secretary for legal affairs in ZANU-PF, that's Mr. Munyaradzi Paul Mangwana, who said that Honorable Matuke and Mr. Mdede were saying was news to him, because he thought that all the parties concerned had agreed, and this constitution had been adopted. So, of course, there are those divisions in ZANU-PF. What is your take on all that?
Well, absolutely. I can understand what Mr. Mangwana was saying. We sat in the same room, in the negotiating rooms, during the constitution-making process. We went through this debate very extensively. We produced research papers that were persuasive with regard to why it was necessary for Zimbabwe to have a clause that allows dual citizenship. We talked about the social, the economic advantages that Zimbabwe stands to benefit. We looked at the demographics, the number of Zimbabweans who are now scattered around the world, who have become citizens of those countries, not because they are less patriotic in regard to Zimbabwe, but because it is necessary for their economic welfare and for the position that they have in the countries that they are living in order to gain citizenship of those countries. It has nothing to do with their legal patriotism. And like I said, these are positions that were agreed by the parties. You would not see a clause in the constitution unless it was agreed between the parties. And of course, we must also accept that on 16 March 2013, Zimbabweans went to a referendum and voted by more than 90% agreeing to this constitution. What we are now seeing, this is the second proposition to amend the constitution after the changes that ZANU-PF is already instigating in regard to the judiciary. So we are already looking at a second amendment, which is part of a broader process of reversing the gains that were attained in the 2013 constitution. We are looking at a constitution that is less than 5 years, much of which has not been implemented. But already we are looking at vouchers who are trying by all means to raise dust over issues that are really of no consequence at this particular point in time. Zimbabwe is facing very serious problems, economic challenges, which it should be focusing on. Mm-hmm. And for us to have people raising issues that have already been extensively debated and dealt with, it's really unfortunate. Zimbabwe needs to focus on economic issues. We need to focus on issues that are affecting people, health, education, and so forth. And for people to be talking about dual citizenship as if it is some threat to national security or to the economic well-being of the country, it's really unfortunate and a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Machobana Ncube. He's a human rights lawyer. He's based in the city of Queens and Kings. That is Bulawayo. Mr. Machobana, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs. Good evening to the listeners, and good evening to Dr. Makaisa.
Thank you very much, Mr. Machobana. So I think, Blessing, maybe you can...
Yes, Mr. Majuman, let's talk about this issue of dual citizenship. Some of the issues that the Registrar General has raised is that it might be difficult to control or contain terrorism. Is that valid?
Well, it's lots of absolute nonsense. That has got nothing to do with the issue of dual citizenship. The issue of dual citizenship, as Dr. Makaisa has explained, is something that was decided by the people of Zimbabwe, which they voted on, which then was agreed on by and between the parties, and affirmed by the people of Zimbabwe through the referendum that occurred at the end of the process, and then was signed into law. So it is the law of Zimbabwe. There are laws to do with issues relating to terrorism. Those laws are in place, and if they are properly followed by those that do the policing aspect of the state, they should sufficiently cater for issues to do with terrorism. This is a smokes and mirrors issue that is being raised by Registrar Tobayo Mtete, and it's not even an area that he should be dealing with. He should be concerned about registering people, ensuring that his office is properly run, which is not the case. There are so many people in Zimbabwe who do not have birth certificate. People mm-hmm. are still having difficulties securing passports, which is another right that is now entrenched in the constitution. So that is what Tobayo Amdide should be attending to, instead of foraying into an area that has got nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeye ngasibona kunapho ke baba Machobana ukuthi umnumzana umlethi ukuthi hayi phela kulabanye abagcina bengasabhadala umthelo wetax kube khona abanye ababebalekela ukubotshwa kuze bakhona lokuthi abanye babesenza khona kobulwecasha okunganakuhambelani lemazwe wonke. So ke wena ukubona njani khonokho? Ungani kuqakathekile kumbe uyazikhulumela nje?
Lokho asonto eqakatheke kangako for abantu beZimbabwe lamhlanje. Ngoba njengoba uDr. Magayisa eke watsho, abantu beZimbabwe bakhangelele ukuthi ilizwe lilungiswe. I-economy abantu kabasebenzi, 96% of the people are out of employment. Those abasemsebenzini akulamali, abaholi, abalemali, imali yabo kayiphumi emabhanga, imigwaqo ibolile. Indlala ibhahile, yizo izinto okufuze ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe li-focuse kizo, hayi lokho abakukhulumayo. Kunemithetho eminingi ekhona eZimbabwe ekhangelele zona lezo zinto. Nxa sikhangela imithetho enjenge-tax, kunemithetho ekhangele ukubhadalwa kwabantu i-tax, kunemithetho ekhangele indaba ze-terrorism by anyone. There is no more need for more legislation concerning those issues ngoba yizinto already ezikhona kule mithetho ezikhangele lezo zinto.
Mhm, babe khona bonga ikatshana baba.
but Dr. Magaisa, Zimbabwe is not the only country in Africa that seem not to have fully embraced dual citizenship. I think maybe there are less than 15 countries that allow dual citizenship. Why is this so? Dr. Magaisa?
That I always urge people to do is not to compare us to the lowest. We must always be aspiring to do the best that we can, to be the leader if we have to be. And so, in my opinion, this whole idea that there are other African countries that do not allow for dual citizenship and therefore Zimbabwe should be following them, I regard it as complete nonsense. If anything, those countries should be learning from Zimbabwe. There are advantages that are there for Zimbabwe to be able to embrace each. Like I said, a lot of Zimbabweans who are outside in the diaspora are people who are educated in Zimbabwe, by Zimbabwe, and through taxpayers' funds. These people have now settled in other countries, but it does not mean that they have lost their relationship with their country. Zimbabweans tend to benefit from including those people rather than excluding them. And therefore, what other African countries are doing or not doing is really of no consequence. It is what is important for Zimbabwe. And for me, we agreed on these things as all the parties that were involved in the negotiations, all the experts that were involved in the experts. In fact, Mashawana, my brother who is on this show, was also part of the process. We went through all the data that was available from the outreach process, and it all indicated the fact that people were willing to embrace their sons and daughters who are in the country, and dual citizenship is one of the mechanisms to do so. So we shouldn't really be wasting time talking about these things and scaremongering about terrorism and all other things, when in fact there are many economic and social benefits that benefit by including its own sons and daughters who are outside the country.
So let me go to Mr. Machubane. Mr. Machubane, what could have prompted the Registrar General to say such things? Yeah, I think Mr. Machubane, just hold on, Mr. Machubane, there for one minute. We'll come back to you. Lapha ke silo mnumzana sile khola ekhona lapha ecingweni umnumzana uMaduma ekhona ngale ke kwele Botswana ba uMaduma kunjani?
Hayi ngaphila ndoda.
Ungaphi konapho?
NgiseHarole.
Kunjani Gibbs?
Hayi ngapha kuthule nje ngiqandelela nje.
So wena ume njani ngezithupha lapho lejuwali kumbe ule Zimbabwe kuphela ipassport?
Ngilezimazo kuphela kodwa ngilensolo yokuthi lokhu ibhalwe ukuthi kayivumi ijuwali yeni sivunywa ngale ngumthetho.
Well, isidido sayo.
Andingavuli ipheji yokuqala ithi yona it cannot be juwali, abakhiphi leyo mbhalo meka ukhithe ngoba iconstitution ayikawuvumi leyo mbhalo. Ngokuqala kwesibili. Umuntu esekhulile sedinga ukuthi aphumule into azikhuma sezingumana kuphela. Ngoba into le yavunyelwana futhi iyavunyelwana zena zange bananzelile imfundo yabatshaya. Ngayibhalwa kuconstitution ithi yona the person who is forbidden not by death cannot be jual. Ngaleyo ndlela sivumela ukuthi those who are by death can be jual.
Yeah.
So abayibona nganxa yayibhala kwabhana bavele bengafuni ijuwali bavele bekhuma njalo. So sebunda tizi yokumfaka izigama futhi ukhosisini kasiyifuni izigamba lani yakudala yabo yami. Ilizwe laso lilungiswe ngezigamba. Ukuthi ilizwe lilunge ukuthi abantu abaphumela bonke zanipefi iphumule phansi. Ungene umuntu omusha njabusa.
Ye kodwa nxa ukuthi ungaba le ipassport yeBotswana bakhuluma phela ukuthi enxa yacina ungena into zobutsotsi kumbe ungasabhadali imthelo yetaxi kumbe usenza khona kuthiwa human trafficking ukutshontsha abantu ubathengithengisa sezinto ezinjalo kambe kuyabe sokutheni umuntu usesenza njalo
lezo zindlela zokucabangela ukuqila abantu bayacabangela socinizelela ngithi even imali le yamabhonusi esesanda kubuya kwakuthiwa kodwa qala abuye sesifuna iproblem yawo singazesawayala angakabuyi. So why singase singuthisalilokozela singayimplimenti ayingeni implimenti sibona uhlupho lakuthi lungaphi singatheli into zokuthi ndinxeko zabanje umuntu ecabanga into angasizwa.
Ye kodwa ubona ngazani ke okumenze wakhuluma khonokho umnumzana umdidi wangani uyakhuluma ngakho sibili kungabe kuvela ngakuyanga
kuvele kuvela ingqondo zizamdidi ayivele ingafuni lanxa kwakuthi iyanegotiyeta ukuthi kube lejuwali ivela kasani ingafuni vele. So abathinti vele kuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyikuyiku hayi ukuthi thabo ngikule buthozi ngikule budekena ngathi ngathi
ye akumtshele kolapha ke emoyeni ufuna umtshela khona
hayi ngitshela khona ukuthi umndende sekhulile nxa ukumhlela ukukathiya wena ukuthi wabuse kasifundi izigamba savota ukuthi ikwesheni lifena le ayisebenzi ayingaphiswa futhi kubele izigamba lapha lala lapha lapha ngathi kufuni khona sokuyinikeza manje leyo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
abantu ngakwananga yini ingqondo zabo kanti sifuna njalo alungise ngendlela engayisiyo yena
usuqedile baba
emqedile ntonjan
emaduma sibili ubele mpela viki enhle siyabonga kakhulu baba
Yes,
so according to Mr. Matuma, you know, Matuma is in Haveron. You are saying the first page of the passport is just atrocious because it contains a certain section which says dual citizenship is not allowed. So he says they must remove that first, you know, before talking about other things. Then he says, you know, according to the constitution, he's allowed to do it. So why is this guy bringing the matter up? He says maybe Mr. Mdede is too tired, you know, in that position. There's need to actually change him, you know, because he's been there for a long time, so now he's almost daydreaming, according to Mr. Matum. Yeah.
Of course, I was reading exchanges on Facebook with actually talking about him retiring, and one person was saying that, you know, maybe he's writing new birth certificates for himself so that he won't retire forever young. I think we have another caller. But the phone, I understand, is a bit problematic. We'll try to get in touch with him. Timbo Zokere, kuna Dr. Magaisa. Dr. Magaisa, chii chakanakira kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vaite dual citizenship?
Hold. Please wait a moment.
Unoona Blessing, nyaya iripo ndeyekuti patakaita independence pa-1980, pakanegoshiyeshwa kuti paite dual citizenship. Zvakaita kuti vanhu veZANU-PF manationalists akafunga kuti pamwe zviri kunzi vaiti varungu vekuZimbabwe vanezve vada kubuda vozoda kuti saka pakabuda nyaya dzeloyalty doctrine handimunoona ndo pfungwa dzichiundwana navamudede vachiita zvekubvunduka kuti hiri panozoita vanhu vanozouya havasi muZimbabwe vanenge vaine maloyalty kunyika dzakasiyana siyana mapepa akaitwa zvinhu zvinonyorwa izvi nevana mazvikokota vanoita nezvecitizenship nezvenyika vakapa research yavo vakaratidza kuti look vana vezimbabwe iko zvino izvi mademographics vanhu vasiyana vana vazhinji vari kunze kwenyika vana vezvizvarwa zvemuzimbabwe izvozvo vana vaivo vana mudede ivavo nevamwe vakawanda hazvina kana pati kuti ndevezanu ndewemdc kuti ndewezapu ndewempt hazvinei vanhu vese vava vana vezimbabwe vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana ukatobvunza kana vanhu vari munomu nana uk nanaamerica kunana finland kupi vari mazimbabwend vari vanhu vezanup f vanotoidawo dual citizenship iyoyo nekuti inoita kuti vange vakasanganiswa nenyika yavo vachiita zvinenge zvichidi vachipindirawo mune zvinenge zvichitwawo munyaya dzenyika yavo zveinvestment zvechichi saka ukaona kuti nyika ikange yati yakurasa vana vayo yoti aiwa imachakutei nekuti magara kubritain mari macitizenship ekubritain kana ekuaustralia kana ekupi muri kutorasa vana venyu vanofanira kunge vachiti vachinge vakabatanidzwa nenyika yavo munoona kuti mambotaura zvekuafrica zvihai kune dzimwe nyika dzatinofanira kutarisa vana philippines vana india vana china nyika dzakasiyana siyanawo dziri pasi vana thailand vana vati nyika dzakadai idzodzidzi dzinotobvumidzawo dual citizenship sana philippines nekuti vana vavo vakawanda vanoshanda kunana america vanoshanda kunana britain asi nyika izvozvo dzinoziya value inounzwa nevana vavo vari kushanda vana vari kuita mari icho hazvirevi kuti varasa musha kaiwo saka ukaona vanhu vakuru vakuungana vachitiwo varida kuti vadzidze dual citizenship kuitira kuti varase vana vavo unofanira kuti vanhu varasika havasi kuziya zvavari kuita
I think we are now being joined by our third guest, that is Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu, a ZANU-PF pundit. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Mr. Chirumanzu, I understand you are supporting this amendment.
Yes, very well, because there are some reasons to it. The issue is very, very straightforward. There is no way Right. You find that the whole thing is about the allegiance. That is, you can't have the allegiance for 2, 3, 4, 5 countries. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the government would not know where your allegiance is. That is, are you a true bona fide Zimbabwean or a British citizen, as an example? But then at the end of the day, you know that there are these security issues that, you know, people need to consider. Mm-hmm. So it becomes very difficult for one, let's say, to be charged in this country. At the end of the day, he would come up with this exception that, look, I am a British or I am a Russian. Therefore, in terms of this, you can't do A, B, C, D. However, being a Zimbabwean or having that single citizenship does not mean you can't work abroad. Mm-hmm. It will be just a question of qualification. So in short or in brief, this is all about the security of any country. And I think you now understand that there is this Boko Haram, there is this ISIS and so forth. So it becomes very difficult to trace these people. One would say I'm in Nigeria, tomorrow is a Cameroonian and so forth. So it becomes very difficult.
But Mr. Chirumanzu, if somebody is holding a Zimbabwean passport and wants to be a terrorist or something like that, you know, what stops him from doing it without him necessarily being Cameroonian, Nigerian, or, logically,
It doesn't stop him. But, for example, you committed this terrorism under or holding a Zimbabwean passport. Mm-hmm. You cross the border, you'll be holding a genuine, let's say, for example, a South African passport. So it becomes very difficult to trace these people.
Mr. Majewan, Mr. Nube, come in there.
Okay, with all due respect to Chirumanzu, it's really flogging a dead horse here. Look, the issue is if anyone wants to commit a crime, I've appeared in courts in so many cases representing foreign nationals who have been arrested in Zimbabwe for committing offenses. I've represented Russian nationals. I've represented Liberian nationals. If you commit an offense in Zimbabwe, the laws are clear. You are liable to be arrested and taken to court and tried. And if you are found guilty, you are sentenced at the time when you finish serving your sentence, you are deported. So there is nothing that stops a person or the country from really prosecuting anyone who is alleged to have committed any offense as against the state of Zimbabwe. To pull out a Cameroonian passport and say, no, I'm a citizen of Cameroon, per se, is not a defense to the charge. It does not, give you immunity from being, taken to court and being tried for the offense that you've committed. Clearly, you will see that ZANU-PF has failed to attend to the economic situation in Zimbabwe. This is a diversionary tactic. And I think the other reason, the constitution now allows all the people of Zimbabwe that wherever they are, whether they're in the UK, in South Africa, to vote in the elections. So this is an attempt to preempt that move to have all the people in the diaspora participating in the electoral processes of this country. So they want to disenfranchise them on the basis that they are foreign nationals. They are no longer Zimbabweans because they've taken up citizenships of other countries. This is talk about terrorism, about all these other things. You know, it doesn't work because it doesn't speak. If you commit an offense, you've committed an offense, it doesn't matter whether you're American. You will be arrested and you'll be taken to court and dealt with accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Magaiza, can you chip in there?
I just gave an example of terrorism as part of the reason. But there are so many reasons. For example, you know, people need to understand that Africa is the one that is oiling the lives of the Western world. There is no doubt about that. And there are schemes to make sure that they continue looting Africa. And you will find that if those people, Zimbabweans in diaspora, are given all those chances
to deal with the political issues at home and so forth, there is what we call infiltration, and that is very, very possible. And to stop that issue, for example, if I may give a simple example of Zimbabwe on this land issue, you will appreciate that it is only Zimbabwe in Africa that is fully in charge of its land. All these other countries, they still have the mission to accomplish that. Now, Zimbabwean government is simply there to make sure that those who want to participate in the economy of the country, in the political, you know, issues of the country, you have to be bona fide Zimbabweans, those who are residing in Zimbabwe, because they know day-to-day issues within Zimbabwe, not a Zimbabwean who has been in Scotland for 15 years, 20 years. He will tell you that, no, look, all guys, what you are doing is bad and so forth. But because of influence of other partners, he can influence the entire nation. And at the end of the day, we will lose what we have gained. And there is no issue. If you want to participate in the politics of the country, Zimbabwe can warm.
Talk to our guys. We want you to respond.
Let me just remind the gentleman, we were listening to the presidential spokesperson a few days ago, and he was telling us that our leader, President Mugabe, when he goes to Singapore, the person who treats him is a Zimbabwean. And he was very keen to tell us that he is a black Zimbabwean. So there we are with our leader. He has to travel from Zimbabwe to go to Singapore to be treated by one of our sons, a Zimbabwean doctor who is in Singapore. Why, honestly, would that person be a threat to national security when he is a Zimbabwean who is treating the president in a foreign country? Why should you not allow that person to be recognized as a Zimbabwean? What is wrong with that? That's number one. Number two, you see, ZANU-PF over the past few months, or few years in fact, has been talking about a diaspora policy. And this diaspora policy, among other things, talks about harvesting resources from the diaspora, promoting remittances and promoting exchanges between Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora and Zimbabweans who are in Zimbabwe. And you are having a person here on this talk show speaking of the diaspora, Zimbabweans who are outside, as if they are enemies of the state, as if they are persons who are a threat to Zimbabwe. It is totally contrary, a contradiction to the diaspora policy that the Zimbabwean government itself has been busy trying to promote over the years. And these are some of the policy contradictions that we always accuse the ZANU-PF government of promoting. Mm-hmm. If the Zimbabwean government is keen to harvest resources from the diaspora, from its sons and daughters who are outside the country, why would it not be the right thing to have a quid pro quo and recognize those people in Zimbabwe? The reason why they are coming out here to engage Zimbabweans in the diaspora is because the Zimbabwean government recognizes that they are Zimbabwean citizens and that they have value for the country. But you have people here in Parliament, Ramudede and Vachiri Manzu, speaking here as if the Zimbabwean diaspora are some beasts, some persons who have some nefarious agenda to attack Zimbabwe and to affect Zimbabwe, which is totally contrary to common sense. It doesn't make sense at all. And I would want him to explain to me how, if he is so keen, if their government is so keen to engage the diaspora with their diaspora policy, why would they be regarding the diaspora as if the diaspora are persons who are bent on attacking the government and Zimbabwe?
Mm-hmm. But before we allow him to answer that question, Rigathi, tell him to tell him, come on, Simba, Makoni, Magadi.
Hey, what was ready?
I want to tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell
him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. The second question is going to be Chiruman. So, you could see a couple of questions who know it doesn't mean it is only at of which true support, we are saying, Marisa, do you have a good say security of the army? Why is my being? But if you had the second to throw it, you know, being one or another. Others, there are dreams about with this almost four. We didn't get any gay Ramirez. And we thought we could do any go Rushanda. mabasa akasiyana siyana warumanikidzo kuti mabasa asingadi not because they want it but because of the situation big home saka dai kuri zvonon wese tese pasina munhu akakrosa border kubuda munyika ingadai Zimbabwe iri party zvo dai tiri kurarama sei vaumbozvibvunzo yomubungu wani pinduro
ndatenda tinotenda zvikuru vachirumanzu muripo here
ndiripo
okay pane mbvunzo miviri yabvunzwa apa
ndamunzwa mbvunzo yacho
first kubva kuna Dr. Magaisa vari kutaura about the government re-engagement kuti why are they doing that and at the same time they want to deny the diaspora, is that right? Neimwe yataurwa namukoma Simba iyi yekuti issue yemadiaspora remittances kuti ndo ari kutosustaina economy yacho
ndofunga zviri clear kana president chaivo Mugabe vanogara vachitaura kuti isusu tinodzidzisa maZimbabwe kwete kuti ashande muZimbabwe kana uyo anokwanisa kushanda kunze kwenyika anokwanisa kuenda izvozvo zvinhu zvinozikamwa nehurumende yezanu PF but asi tiri kuti muvanhu mumazimbabwenzi kunofanira kuitwa chinhu chinonzi machecks and balances tina vamwe vanhu vedu zvizvarwa zvedu zvinorasika mupfungwa nomumaitiro izvozvo ndo zvinofanira kuitwa safeguard muzimbabwe if I can give you an example yamaprisons maprisons anovakwa asi hazvirevi kuti paanovakwa zvinenge zvichinzi mazimbabwe zimbabwe kana kuti asi kuna vamwe vanozokonzereswa kuti vapinde mudzimba idzodzo dzamatrongo that is jails saka ima safe managers anoitwa kuti ineventi kana zvikazodai tinozozvidzivira takadai kana pakazodai tozodzivira takadai iye zvino mukanyatsokutarisa vangani mazimbabwens including NDC vanotaura kuti land distribution yakaipa yakashata asi pana vamwe vanoti kunaiisipangirai honaka ii varimwe ndo vakatitora ivhu saka isa kudavhu redu that is ndofunga yava Magaisa ndapedza nayo to uyu vamukoma vataura vachiti ivo tinoremita mari dzakawanda dzinouya kumusha endsopoti kana tatisina kuuya kudhiaspora chaitika chii ndo zvinoda kuti tive zinenjere dzamazimbabwe kuti kochambokonzeresa kuti vanhu vaende kudhiaspora chii tofanira kuona kuti masimptoms chii makambanis aishanda mazimbabwe nzewo aimbovere anani chichasakisa kuti avhare saka zvakawanda zvinozoda manjenjere dzoudzamo that depth of understanding the economics the politics the mutemo and so forth saka iri paimwe subject saka muchizoona even pamatare echivanhu anonzi iwe enda unozviyambudzi because nyaya inenge yavapo inenge yakora muto saka inenge yoda vanhu manje vane njere dzokuona zviri mberi mukatarisa I always give example yeeducation nemuzimbabwe IMF chaizvo neworld bank vaitoti iwe Mugabe iwe hazigoni kuti ungadzidzisa munhu wose free education up to primary level andimona vati vamugabe vakati tinditendekerai munhu waani wandinofanira kuti asadzidza asaziva kuverenga asi nhasi tarisai so many takunzi Zimbabwe is leading in literacy rate muAfrica asi zvakatanga zvichicriticisiwa asi chibereko chakazengiza ndechipi the same applies neland issue hakuna murungu wakamboonekwa achisakura asi vaisafa vanhu vatema asi nhasi yezvino Zimbabwe yaona more than $200 million yarimwa fodya navanhu vatema saka mabenefits saka ndo mamajures anonzi zvatinoita izvi zvinobatsira mangwana saka iwewe kana uchida kuzovhota uchida kuteta muzinezo wava apoliticians why would you want to be a politician in a foreign land duka kumushaka wete politicians
Gibbs with another call.
Yes, so baba lapha ke umpofu osecungweni baba mpofu kunjani?
Ngonjani tu?
Tonya pila mpofini kunjani lapha khona this day is going up.
Kuraithi nyanye izonto utabanye abantu balalela kakhulu studio 7 mina ungamisho.
Kambe ngingakuthiya bo.
Yona yima ngilalela nsuku zonke lali ayimini mhlawumbe ikhulu studio 7 ngayihluleka ukusho ukuthi hayi madoda akhulani.
Hayi kuthithi into zabantu lezi into zabantu
sibuye
into zabantu sibinxa ukuthi kumbe sidinga utsika mdanda mina lawo simdinga silungise
dube unjani fethu
nompile kakhulu njani
enkosi I feel personally lazy is for us coming out in Avante Abba. We have what to do a good time in a fruit chain. We are born at Avante Bezano for it. Umona asukuthi abafuni abantu babe nobuzwe obubili. No, bayakwazi ukuthi abantu nxa sebelamapassport amabili kumbe umuntu eselamazwe amabili eyi-one baze uze besenothile badlula banabo abantu bezana. Manje bayabona ukuthi iplani ukuthi bakhansele abantu ukuthi baphume ngaphandle nokuthi kuvale ukuthi ungabi lamazwe amabili. Ubusela mfethu ubandlo bani noma engala elobizwe eliyi-one why kunamajele kha. Uyabona kasaye kula majele ngoba ubusela bukhona. Ngabe kula busela ngabe amajele kawakho. Ngimona nje inhliziyo yempi yokuthi abantu bangaphandle basebenza ngaphandle basebenza kwamanye amazwe bangcono kunabo.
Yes, so ke uyakhulumende wena wamtshela uthini khonoko ngodaba lolo akumtshela uhulumende.
Yikho ngimtshela uhulumende uyabona ukuthi ngabe uhulumende weZimbabwe uyangilalela kakhulu kumbe lo omunye umfowethu ophozayo uyangizwa kahle. Abayekele umona ngoba phela manje into esiyilwela e-Africa i-Africa is a whole yikuthi i-Africa ikhululeke dube abantu babe free abantu bahambe freely e-Africa ukwenza ukuthi kungahlutshekwa kungatholakali indlala kungatholakali abantu behluphe kona manje ngakuthi umuntu usuke eZimbabwe usiyele usuthu ufike usebenza uphenda ukusiyekhaya nxa ukuthi ilizwe li-free usuke usiye DRC usiya kuyo usuphila uqanga ukuthi ngabe ubusela lobukho ubuko. Labo bantu baseSouth Africa abasithayi abathayi abantu bamanye amazwe ngoba i-Africa yabi free bamele balwise ukuthi amabhunu ayenza amaboda bona beyi-Africa bamele bahlangane yena usakhuluma ngokuthi singayenzi i-passport zamanye amazwe uyamuzwa nje ukuthi uyadoda lomuntu.
Hayi
siyabona umuntu okhuluma sewena mfethu mina uyangikwatisa nje.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa kakhulu.
Okay uphethe umona wakho. Yibo kunini wahlala lapha ngezithupeni. Abantu abalazithupa abantu abalamabhesete ufika lapha nadube ngikhambe khona last month. Into engiwa mfika lapha bafuna incwadi ukuthi umntwana uzalelephi lo ubukuphi uyisho ufenini nofuna i-death certificate yini khonoko.
Yema madoda yakuzima.
Kubi.
Hayi.
So enye into nje eyokuqina mfowethu ngifuna ukuthiyela abanye nayaza ngikhuluma kakhulu. Into yokuqina ukuthi iZimbabwe ifanele ukuthi ngabe ilwela ukuthi abantu baphile njani. Umgwaqo ibolile. Ilizwe lilamali. Ilizwe lilakudla. Ilizwe lilamanzi. Ilizwe lilabhethi. Yena mfethu izinto uhulumende waseZimbabwe kumele akhulume ngazo awe khulume ngamapassport. I-passport isebenza i-passport ngoba nxa ngingafuni ngiyathiya ngifike lena ngicele ukuhlala kulelo lizwe ngingalayo leyo passport yeZimbabwe leyo. So amadoda la akhuluma umbedo kuphela abantu bezano laba angazi ukuthi bangitshayi vele.
Hayi empofu sibongile kakhulu mpofini. Uchaye kwazwela baba.
Okay mfethu nami ngiyabonga Dube. Bangikwatisa manje sengikhuluma ngenhliziyo.
Hayi siyakwazi baba. Yes spoke kakhulu.
Alright bye bye good.
Yes that's Mr. Mpofu one of our you know ardent listeners you know he says that you know ZANU-PF is doing wrong things altogether. Why should they actually talk about some of these things because it's hopeless to talk about passports but they should talk about empowering people. They should talk about repairing roads you know giving people some kind of freedom you know. And all those kind of things. Look at people's welfare. That's what is important. Since this is, according to him, it's just nonsensical, you know. You cannot just be chasing people around, telling them don't have other people, you know, other countries' passports and all those kind of things. So he's really angry, you know.
And we have a message from Muzi Nube who says that ZANU-PF is talking nonsense about lack of patronage to Zimbabwe when the diaspora remittances are over $1.5 billion a year. This is one good example of diaspora patronage, mm-hmm. because we don't send this money to Botswana, South Africa, or Zambia, but we send it directly to Zimbabwe. Mdede and ZANU-PF cannot use the same old colonialism rhetoric when ZANU-PF itself has failed its own citizens post-colonialism 30 years over. Mm-hmm. Your citizenship is encouraged in the New World Order as a progressive way of living, and country economies flourish too, as seen in many countries that have dual citizenship. Let's go to Mr. Ngube. Mr. Ngube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here, Blessing. Thank
yes,
you.
Unfortunately, I think we've lost Mr. Chiruma as we'll try to connect with him. But you heard what he said about the dangers of dual citizenship.
Hello, Blessing. I didn't get you.
I'm saying that we unfortunately lost Mr. Chiruma Nzu, but okay. He had a lot to say about the issues of the dangers of allowing people to have dual citizenship. And do you want to comment on what you are saying?
I understand the way Mr. Dr. Chiruma Nzu is coming from. You see, you have people who are used to a dictatorship, you know, to imposing on people their worldview, on keeping people, you know, in an oppressed state of affairs. The issue of dual citizenship was decided by the people of Zimbabwe through a constitutional process, and that is the second issue. There is no one, not a single person, who should be now seeking to reopen that, especially a political party, which was a party to the process that brought about this constitution. So what ZANU-PF is seeking to do is seeking to tell the people that it does not care about what they said during the outreach process, during the constitutional negotiation, and what actually they said when they voted for this constitution in a referendum. It's seeking to reverse everything there and seeking to bring its own ideas and impose them on the people. Unfortunately, Dr. Chiruma is no longer on the line. But this is what ZANU-PF is seeking to do, is tell us how we should live our lives. There is absolutely nothing about dual citizenship in this country, because you must recall that the people who are being given dual citizenship are the people of Zimbabwe, a person whose parent, one of their parents, is a Zimbabwean. That is the person that is entitled to dual citizenship. If you're taking away their Zimbabwean citizenship and say they remain in Britain, if they want to come to Zimbabwe and say, hey, what do they do? Certainly, it doesn't take a rocket science to understand that that line of thinking is nonsensical. That person should remain in Zimbabwe. They are entitled to being in Zimbabwe if they want to come here, if they want to settle outside. And like, I mean, all the other listeners have been saying, these people are sending loads of money to this country to keep this country functional. So why would you deny them their right to be citizens of this country? It does not make sense.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Before we take our next caller, maybe let's just go to Dr. Magaisa. Dr. Magaisa, is you on the line?
Yes, I am. Blessing, I just wanted to say, look, you know, I think this is a useful discussion. But my disappointment is that, unfortunately, Rachel Manju is no longer with us here. But look, he is talking things that have nothing to do with your citizenship. He is talking the usual ZANU-PF lines, the land issue, terrorism, and all sorts of things. I mean, these things have nothing to do with your citizenship. The Zimbabweans who are here, who are outside in the diaspora, they want dual citizenship because they want to be attached to Zimbabwe. That is, you know, not in doubt at all. And when you think that, you know, they want to come over so that they will be able to take over the land and give it to the white people and to foreigners and so forth, you know, it's just part of the paranoia that we are used to. I just wanted to point out as well, for the sake of Zimbabwe, so that they understand where we are going. he's the one who urged us to look ahead. I want to look ahead. Okay. We've already had this proposition to amend the Constitution in regard to the judiciary. Now they are talking about amending the citizenship clause to remove dual citizenship. What I can predict, and I'm not a prophet, is that what Zambia is trying to do is to lay ground for further amendments. And there are some parts of the Constitution that have already not been implemented at all from day one. For example, the clauses regarding devolution. I can assure you that in the near future, perhaps next few months, we'll be having the same discussion over devolution, because they'll be saying we want to remove devolution. So what I want Zimbabweans to understand is that they are witnessing the gradual decimation of the Constitution that they approved in 2013. Mm-hmm. And it is up to the people of Zimbabwe to defend the Constitution. We can have these discussions, you know, every day, talking about what ZANU-PF wants to do and so forth. But the reality is that we are witnessing a gradual decimation of the Constitution, the very foundation upon which this Constitution is based. And this is very unfortunate, because we thought that we had turned the corner, that we were building the foundations of this nation to become all-inclusive. But by trying to remove dual citizenship, they are again bringing in the exclusionary mechanisms. Because Mabuda, that are outside the diaspora. But at the same time, you are bringing in an amendment in order to exclude them. It doesn't make sense at all. It's the contradiction that we see in this government. We don't make sense at all. And it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I understand your frustrations there, Dr. Magaisa. I think we should also, before we conclude, talk about Zimbabweans actively participating. Elections matter. You know, people cannot just say, I don't vote, and, you know, this is what now happens. 90% say they want the Constitution. It's now being decimated. And people should actually participate in the running of their country. If they don't, problems are likely to occur. Yeah. Tina Mkoma Mampo Magadi.
Ndipo Baba Magadi.
Tirina anizwedu, muriku piku, Botswana kupi.
I think if Zimbabwe, when citizenship outside of Zimbabwe, towards my elections, matrix, our is Zanu. Why can't they follow the constitution of 2013? That was my only question, and that's the Bunza. Because if you want to terrorism, what have they done for me in Dayachona? The marriage, I want to hear through him as I want to marry the Fojiga. Buying Fojiga $2.50 a kg and selling them, you will have been at $12.50. They are not doing well. They are not even doing anything on the land.
I want to note that Skuru, you know, so Zwiga is Studio 7 in Namibia.
Bengithi mina uma abantu bakho phakathi komuzi bobona besiyacela izitanda phakathi kwabomakhelwane bazithola izitanda lezi ubususithona abantwana labo bagcelelana izidanda wena ungabanikeza ukudla okufaneleyo. Okathesi bengicabanga ukuthi ubaba two months uba engaphendula ukuthi uzwile yini ukuthi kulabantu abalala emabhanga abalama 3 months bengaholi bengamapentsheni yabesebephelile bengasela mandla. Uthini ngabo mayezakhuluma nge-dual citizenship leyo akhuluma ngayo ukuthi abantu kabavunyelwe bazame ukuavoid ukusela ama-politics angekho emthethweni. Kathesi i-Africa le ngibona ngathi especially ama-Sadic countries lawo avumeli ukuthi kube lo muntu oyenza umbangazwe kuma-nearest locations, kuma-neighboring countries. Kanti labo bantu abazayenza umbangazwe belwisa iZimbabwe bazabe bengathi uyakwazi lokho obala ukuthi abantu abavunyelwa lokho ama-Sadic countries akuvumeli lokho. Kasiphendule ukuthi uzwile yini ukuthi kulabantu abalala emali kuzini
ema-banki
kabala mali. Asiphendule lokho.
Yeah, hayi silethemba lokuthi uzaphenduka baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Yebo baba, siyabonga.
Yes, that was Mr. Andrew. He had several questions for for Mr. Chirumanzu. And one of the questions was, does Mr. Chirumanzu know that there's some people who are sleeping outside banks and are not getting their money back, their money in from the banks? So he says maybe he doesn't understand the basics of a human being, what people need and what people don't need. So he says, please give us a break, Yeah.
Let's go back to Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, do you agree with Dr. Magaisa's comment earlier that this is just the beginning? More and more amendments will be coming.
Absolutely, I agree, Gibbs, about that. In fact, I wrote an article on the 4th of January, beginning of this year, when the government proposed to amend the manner in which the senior membership of the judiciary is concerned. Mm-hmm. And I've said this is the beginning of the end of the current constitution. You see, because ZANU-PF has never ever wanted a democratic constitution the way that we have now, which confers so many rights and liberties upon the people. What they want is they want to create a country where they have a dictatorship. Like in the olden days, because for them, ZANU-PF is the only voice that should be heard in Zimbabwe, is the only party that should have a say as to how this country is supposed to be run. So now the issue is what's supposed to be done about this situation. Mm-hmm. I think like Dr. Magaisa has observed, the people should reclaim their power back. Mm-hmm. There is coming up an election, a very important election for Zimbabwe, a watershed election for that matter, where the people have to make a decision. If you have a ruling party that shows you the Mickey finger the way ZANU-PF is doing to the people of Zimbabwe, do you still want to keep that party in power, or you want to remove, that party from power? Because you want a party that assumes power that will defend the constitution. You see, when the president takes an oath of office, and like he did in August 2013, when he was sworn into office, he took an oath of office to uphold and defend the constitution. And each and every ZANU-PF minister and MP, they also took that oath to defend and uphold the constitution. But what they are doing now is they are writing roughshod over that constitution. Certainly, then the issue is, should these people continue to be in charge of the affairs of the people? They are saying, for instance, it's a sore side when you get into the CPT.
Thank you, Mr. Nguyen. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. We have to end it here. We want to thank you, of course, Mr. Chivana Ngube, human rights lawyer, Dr. Alex Magaisa, law lecturer, and also Mr. Gazira Chirumanzu, a ZANU-PF pundit. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, listeners, and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend.